It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, you know, we talked a lot during the process of approving or coming up with this reparations plan for Evanston. It's the first in the state of its kind. And, well, they opened it up for applications last week and got 17 on the first day. Mayor Daniel Biss joins us now. Mayor, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. So I'd said a first of its kind in the state. There are others in the country, right? But not many, or are there others in the country?
There are not. There are a number of places talking about this, and some places trying to emulate almost, you know, in many ways, exactly what we're doing, and other places thinking about other approaches. But I believe this is the first such program to actually get off the ground and be up and running.
And it's funded by the taxes from marijuana sales, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So what the city council said was, listen, the first $10 million that come into the city of Evanston from sales, from local sales tax on cannabis will go into this special reparations fund.
Mayor Biss, tell me how it works, because I know it was targeted to have been people who were discriminated against when it comes to real estate, and then some time ago. So explain for me who's eligible and how this works.
The whole genesis of this was some really deep research that was done by local historians and archivists that demonstrated that between 1919 and 1969, the city of Evanston, as a city government, not just people who happen to live here, but the government itself, was essentially facilitating segregation by cooperating with redlining and restrictive covenants and realtor groups and stuff like that. And that was, unfortunately, action taken by the city to enforce segregation that left us in a situation where white Evanstonians had their wealth grow much more rapidly than African-American Evanstonians. And so that was a harm perpetrated by us, and the purpose of this program is to try to at least partially repair that harm. And so it's not just available for anybody. It's available either if you are yourself an African-American Evanstonian who lived in the city of Evanston during the course of that time, between 1919 and 1969, and individuals in that situation are called ancestors, and they get the first crack at this program. And then there's a kind of a next tier that are called descendants, which are current Evanston residents who are direct descendants of African-American Evanstonians who lived here between 1919 and 1969. And so it's really tailored specifically either at the individuals who were themselves harmed by these policies or their direct descendants.
We're talking to Dan Biss, the mayor of Evanston, about their reparations program. And the money is targeted, right? I mean, the money has to go back into housing in Evanston.
That's exactly right. So the point is that there was real damage done to people's ability to build wealth through homeownership. And so the idea is to target the funds to repair that damage. And so it's a $25,000 grant that can go toward the purchase of a home in Evanston, or to rehab a home that you own and live in Evanston.
The initial chunk of money here, I think, is $4,000. You just, or $400,000.
That's just right.
Mentioned that it could be up to $25,000 per applicant. You got 17 applicants. I'm in radio because I don't do math, but I think you might be out of money pretty quickly, right?
Well, you're right, and your math is good, but your information is out of date. So on the first day, we had 17 applicants, but we're now, you know, well past 50, and I think right around 70 applications now that have come in. This initial chunk of money only is going to fund 16 of these grants, and so, you know, obviously we're going to have to do an eligibility verification to make sure that the folks who applied are eligible. But you know, as long as more than 16 are, then we're going to have to do two things. Number one, we're going to have a randomized process to select those who actually get the grant, and number two, we're going to have to say, hey, listen, there's a lot more demand than there is supply, and we're going to have to find additional resources, which, by the way, has been the plan all along.
Daniel, this is the mayor of Evanston. Okay, then what about the next $10 million or $5 million or however much it is? Where's that money going to come from?
Well, I mean, we're, you know, for better or for worse, no one's, you know, quit smoking weed, so the revenue still is coming in, even if it's not coming in as quickly as we might have hoped. So that's you know, first of all, the baseline here. And then the question's going to be, as that money comes in, how's it going to be allocated? Will it simply be an expansion of this initial program? Because, as you indicated, we've got already less than 1 week into eligibility, we've got way more applicants than there is cash in the fund at this point. Or will it be broadened out? Will the next step say, You know, listen, supporting homeownership is critical, but some folks are renting and want to continue renting, and they shouldn't be locked out of this program as well.
Mayor Dan Biss is on the phone. Okay, but wait a second. So, I get the investing in real estate because it was a real estate offense. So, there's logic to that. It also improves the properties of Evanston, by and large. But it was controversial to begin with. If you're going to just start giving out money, no strings attached, it seems to me like that's going to not be very popular. What do you take on that?
Well, I think everybody's got an opinion about this, which is appropriate because it's an important issue. And there are definitely, like you said, there's folks who think this whole idea is kind of out of my field and shouldn't be pursued. But I have to tell you that when the Evanston City Council has been debating these issues, the most critical voices they've heard have not been from people who say you shouldn't do reparations at all. It's been from people who say this doesn't go far enough, this doesn't do enough. And, you know, we have a reparations committee of 7 members, 4 community members, 3 members of city council, and they're going to wrestle this one through and try to figure out the best path forward. And, there's the question that you raised about what's the clearest, fairest way to draw a connection between the harm that was done and how the money gets spent. There's other questions too, frankly, right? So, for example, I think we can all say honestly and realistically that this is an issue that's a new topic, and so there's likely to be lawsuits. And so we need to design a program that's as bulletproof as we can, that's built on a rational and reasonable basis and can be defended successfully in court. All of these considerations are going to be at play when the committee figures out how they want to devise the next chunk of the program. But again, step one is do the first chunk as well as possible, as fairly as possible, so that folks understand that we really know how to handle this kind of important responsibility.
Daniel Biss is the mayor of Evanston. Mr. Mayor, while I have you on the phone, there is news coming from Northwestern University this week. They've suspended social activities for their fraternities. There are reports of people being drugged without their consent. Are you in contact with Northwestern, or what can you do as mayor to look into this?
Well, I had a conversation with a Northwestern official last night. Obviously, those reports are just horrifying, just unbelievably disturbing. And I'm relieved that Northwestern is acting aggressively. They're taking it seriously. They're not gonna try to sweep this under the rug, as they shouldn't, but as in the past, honestly, some universities have. And we're just going to be, very aggressive, obviously, about using our own law enforcement capability when appropriate, but also in supporting the idea that this needs to be taken completely seriously, and that when people say zero tolerance policy, they got to mean it. It's not a phrase. It's not a slogan. It's not something you say to get people off your back. It's a way of life. And I think that given some of these stories that we've heard about what occurred allegedly at Northwestern very recently, if you're going to have a zero tolerance policy, it's going to demand very, very serious action.
There was quite a showing of protesters last night calling for an abolition of the Greek system at the school. Of course, it's a rich tradition at that school. Do you support that?
I think we need to continue to get to the bottom of this, understand how widespread these kinds of issues are. I have always, honestly, I've always seen the kinds of inappropriate excesses that can occur in the Greek system as really, really troubling. But the other thing is that there's plenty of inappropriate activity that can exist, let's say on a college campus or among students off campus when there isn't a Greek system.
Right.
So I think again, we shouldn't sweep anything under the rug, but I don't think we should pretend that a single tactic is going to solve the whole problem, even if it might be a kind of splashy way to talk about it.
Mayor Daniel Biss, the City of Evanston. Mayor, it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.